योगिनाम् अपि सर्वेषां मद्गतेन अन्तरात्मना श्रद्धावान् भजते यो मां समययुक्त तमोमतः. एण्ड् आफ् आल् योगीस् द वान् वित् ग्रेट् फैत् हू आल्वेस् अबैड्स् इन् मी थिङ्क्स् आफ् मी वित् इन् हिम्सेल्फ् एण्ड् रेण्डर्स् ट्रान्सेण्डेण्टल् लविङ्ग् सर्वीस् टु मी. हि इस् द मोस्ट् इण्टिमेट्लि युनैटेड् वित् मी इन् योगा एण्ड् इस् द हैयेस्ट् आफ् आल्. दट् इस् मै ओपिनियन्. सो द वे श्रील प्रोपाद् हेज़् सेट् अप् दिस् इन्स्टिट्यूशन् वी केन् easily follow each one of these principles, think of me in himself, mean whatever activities we do within ISKCON, say book distribution or cooking or, you know, printing books for Krishna or traveling for Krishna's purpose. So for example, we are traveling for Motul Sankirtan or traveling to conduct seminars in other places or to learn something about devotional service. So all the activities we are thinking of Krishna and renders transcendental loving service to me. He is intimately united with me in yoga and is the highest of all. So the system set up by Srila Prabhupada, in fact, all the acharyas in our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, is taking this principle and putting into practice according to time, place and circumstance so that the people, practitioners are the highest yogis, the bhakti yogis. Any other comments on Isha Upanishad? So just a quick update on the program. So it seems Srila Prabhupada's departure time is about 7:20 or thereabouts. So Hansapriya Mataji asked me to, you know, give a break at 7:20 like that. So we'll have Aarti done for Srila Prabhupada and then we'll sing the Jaya Nilo Prema Dhana, that Viraha song by Narottam Das Thakur, and then if there is gap we'll do some bhajan or we'll go on to Damodarashtra. So we'll still have 10 minutes I assume. So we can do a chapter of Bhagavad Gita or can we? Sure, yeah.
Even though it is not touching the topic, Prabhupada mentioned that a couple of times, Sankhya, 24 material elements, I was wondering.
24 material elements, okay, let me give it a try. I don't remember off my head. There are 10 senses and mind 11. 10 senses means 10 knowledge acquiring senses, like I'll explain what they are later. 10 knowledge acquiring senses, 10 working senses, 5 and 5. Yeah, 5 knowledge acquiring senses and 5 working senses and 1 mind, 11. There is earth, water, air, fire, ether. They are 16. And mind is already covered. False ego and intelligence, 18. Objects of the senses, he has covered that. Objects of the senses, that is 5, 23. There is one, is the soul?
Yeah, there are some different systems. Some say the soul and some say time.
Yeah, it's actually mentioned in some of the purport. Srila Prabhupada actually clearly mentioned. I'll have to look it up. Yeah, they are the 24 elements. So it's all, the material world is all just interaction. So whatever activity you see, it's all interaction with these 24 elements. So that is the philosophy there is concerned about, you know, understanding every activity and then come to the conclusion that we are not this, like that.
Makes the distinction between the body and the soul, the Sankhya philosophy goes into that in the second chapter, as you were saying earlier, that the living entity is in its true constitution, the soul which is which cannot be destroyed, and all those characteristics. And that analytical study of the distinction between body and soul constitutes this Sankhya philosophy.
Okay, let's we are right now doing 9 chapters, so let's recite all the Sanskrit together. Chapter 9. It's on page 395. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Idam Tute Kuhyatamam Pravakshyam Yanasuyave Nanam Vignana Sahitam Yagnatva Mokshase Subha Rajavidya Rajaguhyam Pavitram Idamuttamam Prachakshavagamam Dharmyam Susukham Kartumavyayam Asraddhana Purusha Dharmasyasya Parantapa Aprapyamam Nivarante मृत्यु संसारवत्मनि मया ततमिदं सर्वं जगदव्यक्तमुतिना मत्स्थानि सर्वभूतानि न चाहं तेष अवस्थितः न च मत्स्थानि भूतानि पश्य मे योगमैश्वरं भूतवृन्न च भूतस्थो ममात्मा भूतभावनः यदाकाश स्थितो नित्यं वायुः सर्वत्र गोमहान् तथा सर्वाणि भूतानि मत्स्थानीति उपधारय सर्वभूतानि कौन्तेया प्रकृतिं यान्ति मामिकां कल्पक्षये पुनस्तानि कल्पादौ विसृजाम्यहं कृतिं स्वामवष्टभ्य srijami punah punah bhutagramam imam krishnam avasyam prakruter vashat nachamam tani karmani nibadnanti dhananjaya udasina vadasinam asaktam teshu karmasu mayadhyakshena prakruti suyate sacharacharam hetunane na kaunteya jagadvi parivartate avajananti mam mudha manushim tanumasritam param bhavam ajananto mama bhuta maheshwaram moghasa mogha karmano mogha jnana vichetasah rakshasi masurim chaiva prakrutim mohinim srita mahatmanastu mam partha daivim prakrutim asrita bhajanti ananya manaso jnatva bhuta dimavyayam satatam kirtayanto mam yatantascha duravrata namasyantascha mam bhaktya nitya yukta upasate jnana yajnena chapyanye yajante mam upasate ekatvena prathatvena bahudha vishvato mukham aham kratur aham yajna swadaham aham aushadham mantroham aham evajyam aham agnir aham hutam pitaham asya jagato mata dhata pitamaha vedyam pavitram omkara riksama yajur evacha gatir bharta prabhu sakshi nivasah saranam suhrut prabhavah pralayah sthanam nidhanam bijam avyayam tapamyaham aham varsham nigrunami utsrujami cha amrutam chaivam rutyuscha sad asachaham arjuna traividyamam swamapaha puta papa yagnair ishtva svargatim pradhayante te punyam asadhya surendra lokam asnanti divyan divideva bhogan tetam bhuktva svarga lokam vishalam khine punye matya lokam vishanti evam trai dharmam anuprapanna gata gatam kama kama labhante ananyas chintayanto mam ye janah paryupasate tesham nityabhiyutanam yoga kshemam vahamyaham epi anya devata bhata yajante shraddhayanvita tepi mameva kaunteya yajanti avidhipurvakam aham hi sarva yajnanam bhokta cha prabhur eva cha natu mam abhijananti tatvena tasyavanti te yanti deva vrata devan pitrun yanti pitruvrataha bhutani yanti bhutejya yanti madhyajinopi mam patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prayachati tadaham bhakti upahritam asnami prayatatmanah yat karoshi yadasnasi yajuhosi dadasi yat tapasyasi kaunteya tat kurushva madarpanam shubhashubha phalairevam mokshyase karma bandhanai sanyasa yoga yutatma vimukto mam upaisyasi moham sarva bhuteshu name dveshyosti na priyah ye bhajanti tu mam bhaktya maite teshu chapyaham apichet suduracharo bhajate mam ananya bhat sadhureva samantavya samyak vyavasito hi saha kshipram bhavati dharmatma shashvat chantim nigacchati kaunteya pratijanihi name bhaktah pranasyati mam hi partha vyapashritya ye pisyu papayo nayah striyo vaishyastadha sudraste piyanti param gatim kim punar brahmana punya bhakta rajarshayastadha anityam asukham lokam imam prapya bhajasvamam manmana bhava madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mam ivaishyasi vaivam atmanam matparayanah.
Do you want to do English translation? Or we will wait until Hansapriya Mataji comes and breaks us. Okay, so we can discuss the next verse. Last week, I think 5 was discussed, Prabhuji. 9-5 was discussed. We can keep discussing verse 6 until we give a break. It's on page 407.
Yadha kasha sthito nityam.
Can you please repeat?
Vayu sarvatra go mahan. Tadha sarvani bhutani. Matsthani ti upadharaya.
Any chanters?
Yadha kasha sthito nityam. Vayu sarvatra go mahan. Tadha sarvani bhutani. Matsthani ti upadharaya. Yadha kasha sthito nityam. Vayu sarvatra go mahan. Tada sarvani bhutani.
matsthaniti upadharaya yadakasha stito nityam vayu sarvatra gomahan tada sarvani bhutani matsthaniti upadharaya yadakasha stito nityam vayu sarvatra gomahan tadha sarvani bhutani matsthani iti upadharaya yadha just as akasha sthitaha situated in the sky nityam always vayuhu the wind sarvatragaha blowing everywhere mahan great tadha similarly sarvani bhutani all created beings matsthani situated in me iti does upadharaya try to understand translation understand that as the mighty wind blowing everywhere rests always in the sky all created beings rest in me please repeat understand that as the mighty wind blowing everywhere rests always in the sky All created beings rest in me. Purport by Srila Prabhupada ki jai. For the ordinary person, it is almost inconceivable how the huge material creation is resting in him. But the Lord is giving an example which may help us to understand. The sky may be the biggest manifestation we can conceive. And in that sky, the wind or air is the biggest manifestation in the cosmic world. The movement of the air influences the movements of everything. But although the wind is great, it is still situated within the sky. The wind is not beyond the sky. Similarly, all the wonderful cosmic manifestations are existing by the supreme will of God and all of them are subordinate to that supreme will. As we generally say, not a blade of grass moves without the will of the supreme personality of Godhead. Thus, everything is moving under His will. By His will, everything is being created, everything is being maintained and everything is being annihilated. Still, He is aloof from everything as the sky is always aloof from the activities of the wind. In the Upanishads, it is stated, Yad bhisha vata pavate. It is out of the fear of the supreme Lord that the wind is blowing. Taittiriya Upanishad 281. In the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad 389, it is stated, Etasyava Aksharasya Prashasane Gargi Surya Chandramaso Vidhrutav Tishthata Etasyava Aksharasya Prashasane Gargi Dya Aprutivyav Vidhrutav Tishthataha. By the supreme order, under the superintendence of the supreme personality of Godhead, the moon, the sun, and the other great planets are moving. In the Brahma Samhita 552, also, it is stated, Yachakshuresha Sabita Sakala Grahanam Raja Sam Samasta Suramuti Rasesha Teja Yasyaknaya Brahmati Sambhrutakala Chakra Govindamadi Purusham Damaham Bhajami. This is a description of the movement of the sun. It is said that the sun is said to be one of the eyes of the Supreme Lord and that it has immense potency to diffuse heat and light. Still, it is moving in its prescribed orbit by the order and the supreme will of Govinda. So, from the Vedic literature, we can find evidence that this material manifestation, which appears to us to be very wonderful and great is under the complete control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This will be further explained in the later verses of this chapter. Just one quick point I have. The modern scientists, they say that the earth is revolving around the sun or the sun may be revolving around the earth. It's all relative. They don't quite appropriately put it in clear terms saying what is happening exactly. Is that relative or which thing is which is exactly revolving? But here in Brahma Samhita, which is supposed to have written, you know, thousands of years back, says Yasyagnaya Brahmati Samhrutakal Chakra. Still, the sun is moving in its prescribed orbit. It's clearly stated that the sun is actually moving. So our, at least I am concerned, I learned in my childhood that sun is the center of the universe and all the planets are revolving around the sun. I still used to think like that until I read this in Brahma Samhita that the sun is actually moving. It is not that the planets are moving. So the material knowledge keeps changing every day until they realize or discover something else. They keep changing. Now I think they retracted their notion of Pluto, the planet Pluto or something like that. So that is yet to be... Yeah, it's not a planet now. So that is yet to be reflected in the textbooks. So that keeps changing every day. It's hard to believe them or keep some faith in them. Whereas here we get a permanent knowledge which is always fixed and we can rely on that as an absolute authority.
God has schooled their school, they were teaching a song, Pluto is not a planet anymore. So when she repeated, I always was scolding her, saying, no, Pluto is a planet. And she was always repeating, Pluto is not a planet anymore as a song. Then I realized on the internet that it is not a
planet. Yeah, that's the way of Bhagavad Gita also.
Like an asteroid.
Yeah.
Like the sun is the one moving, but the planet is still moving, right?
That it is not saying. It can move or it cannot move, but it is not saying that. But there are elsewhere in the various other parts of scriptures, it's mentioned about the movement of earth and other planets. I'm not sure about that. But if someone else is sure about where it is mentioned and what is the actual situation of earth. As far as I'm concerned, earth, sun is revolving around the earth and earth is also revolving around itself. But earth is not revolving around the sun. Earth is situated in a, you know, axis and earth is revolving around itself and sun is revolving around the earth.
There are many different descriptions, and it's kind of a multi-dimensional. You know, the sages and the demigods, they understand things in a way that we can't conceive of them. But there are some descriptions that the devotees are now starting to build the Vedic planetarium in Mayapur. See the layout of the, you know, celestial, the whole universe as described in Srimad Bhagavatam and other Puranas. With a great, sort of like an inverted mountain in the middle, which has a base that's wider than its...
Right, yeah.
In Bible, it's considered Earth is a flat, not global. And even all the way to the 19th century, the authority, the Rome, never teach that it is global. It is under. You know, so the ancient studies may be changed. That is what I was concerned. But we study in school that the Earth is moving too. Yeah. It's surrounding itself and it's also moving around. Yeah. That therefore the season's coming out. So you saying even it is not right? It is not true.
You mean the flatness of the Earth?
No, the Earth.
Yeah,
is,
that is not true. That is not.
Earth is not
revolving around the sun. Yeah.
But the thing is, in the pre-Copernican days, people were afraid that if the Earth was actually spinning and moving through space, they would say, well, then how come, you know, there were arguments, then where, how come the wind isn't blowing so far and blowing everybody away and things like that. But later in the 16th century and the 17th century, they started to see that it would make, when you're mapping the sky, you know, they had to have epicycles and everything, you know, sort of complicated way that the planets must be turning on wheels to explain where they were, and it became much more simple when you put the sun in the center. And Copernicus said, well, I thought, you know, that God would have put the light giver in the center. And then Kepler found that, you know, the sun was at one focus of ellipses, and they developed this whole heliocentric explanation of how things go. But then in the 20th century, the idea of relativity became, it doesn't matter which one is turning. You can explain any motion relative to other motion. So that it doesn't, you can't say that anything, you could take any point as a fixed point and make everything turn around that, and that you're still not, you know, it's not like, you know, the Earth is, I mean, you have to have some fixed point and then you can explain all motion around that. So in the more modern view, it's not so important to say that the sun is at the center. But by describing the sun at the center, then they were able to explain the, you know, the mechanics of why matter falling into itself under the theory of universal gravity. Gravitation under Newton's laws would behave just the way, and that's the theory, just the way that the planets are thought to be turning around. But it's not essential anymore to astronomers to say, you know, that the sun is not moving or there's some other star that, you know, nor have they located where the center of the Big Bang universe was, you know, and as the center of the universe or anything like that. So what Kishore is saying is correct.
Okay. I think we overshoot our time. Yeah.
Jai Shri the Prabhu.